BBC News with Jonathan Izard. A UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan has warned that a steady process of ethnic cleansing is underway in several parts of the country. The Commission's chair said the international community needed to act quickly to prevent a repeat of the Rwandan genocide. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has strongly denied that ethnic cleansing is taking place. The socialist president of France, François Hollande, has just announced that he's not standing for re-election next year. Polls predict that the election will be a battle between the centre-right candidate, François Fillon, and the leader of the far-right National Front, Marine Le Pen. Crown Prince Maha Wachiralongkorn has been proclaimed King of Thailand. He was anointed at a special ceremony. His coronation will take place following the cremation of his father, King Bhumibol Adulyadet, who died in October after a 70-year reign. The United Nations says nearly 2,000 members of the Iraqi security forces were killed across the country in November, along with hundreds of civilians. It's a threefold increase on the figure for October, when Iraqi forces launched a major assault to retake the city of Mosul, the last major stronghold in Iraq of the Islamic State group. Bolivia has suspended the operating license of La Mia, the charter airline whose plane crashed in Colombia on Monday, killing 71 people. The plane, which ran out of fuel, had taken off from Santa Cruz in Bolivia en route for Medellin, carrying a Brazilian football team. Gunfire has been heard in the Libyan capital Tripoli, and armed groups have been taking up positions in various parts of the city. The cause of the sudden tension is not clear. A number of militia factions operate in Tripoli, and fighting is often sparked by turf wars, but the latest shooting has been described as heavier than usual. And Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon, has been evacuated from the South Pole after falling ill. The 86-year-old former astronaut was visiting Antarctica as part of a private tour group and had to be airlifted to an American research base 1,300 kilometres away. BBC News.